Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Welcome, my friend. You're looking fabulous, by the way. Yes, I can see you. I just have to shut my eyes and imagine you, and you look great. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. Yes, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network because by choosing something different, then inspiration comes to you, right? And today, we're talking about, well, the topic is alone versus lonely. And this is an interesting time of year, isn't it? And I was just talking with Danielle about this right before we came on, that this is that time of year where sometimes it's more in your realm of awareness. If you are single, or if you aren't single, then you can still be lonely if you're single. I mean, let's be serious. And I think it's because the marketing machines are so good at making everybody feel like, oh, this is when all these perfect families come together and they're so happy and nobody argues, and you know, it's like everybody is expected to have the Hallmark family and have a really wonderful time. And it's interesting that it portrays those things to us as a standard to hold ourselves to. And we feel bad if we don't have that. But it's also not necessarily the right thing for everyone. You know, we all have very different ways of being and being happy and being with people or not with people. And this is an invitation for you to be okay with what works best for you. And maybe talking about how solitude can be pretty awesome sometimes. And sometimes when you are in solitude and you don't want to be, how it can be a struggle, right? And it's so interesting that I had a conversation just like less than a week ago with a friend of mine who we hadn't spoken in about a month or month and a half. And I had no idea that she had had some very few hard days because we hadn't spoken. And she was feeling lonely and separated, but the strange humans that we are, instead of sending a message to someone that she knew would say, just sit with her, not even say anything, just say, okay, you're not feeling good, what do you like, she didn't reach out. It's like, so I said to her, well, why didn't you call me? And she didn't really have a good answer. So this is their recognizing that there are times that we're lonely and we need help. And then there are times when we're alone that we just want to be alone. And both of those are okay, even if you feel the external pressures of trying to demonstrate this idea, I've talked about this story we tell ourselves about how things should be. I remember when I was a kid, there were these commercials. I think it was for the Latter-day Saints. And the families were perfect and happy and everything was fabulous and nobody was ever angry or upset. And I don't think the kids ever cried. And I would think, wow, look at that family. Now, everybody's family has their things. And I was like, okay, full disclosure. I thought, wow, my family's not like that. You know, are we doing something wrong? am I doing something? You know, kids take on the ownership of it, right? Thanks, Danielle. Danielle's giving me my don't worry, it's all marketing pep talk. So yes, as a little, but little kids don't know this, right? So this is coming to my head. I'm like, wow, what's wrong with my family that we're not perfect? And that feeds into the story of our grown-up selves too. So I want you to feel like, ah, everything is okay. It's a beautiful day and I'm okay. That's the quote from my friend who was having some challenges. And yeah, there are ways to help you when you're feeling like you are feeling lonely, and there are ways to be alone and be okay with being alone. Both of those are, there's no bad or good, right? There's no bad or good. It's what is in that moment working for you. And I think this came up when I was doing, again, there's a lot of things that came out of my 2 weeks of walking in England. And I believe that this one came up because at some point, like I was alone for 2 weeks, but I wasn't lonely at all. You know, I actually enjoyed listening to myself for 2 weeks. I mean, there were people that I said hello to, and it's interesting. And all pers there's a lot, there's different personalities, right? There are different personalities. And there are people who like a lot of introverted alone time. And there are people who like a lot of extroverted out in the world time. And I think that being alone still works for both of them. You know, I have a friend who's very extroverted who went alone to walk the Camino. She wasn't lonely because she met people along the way, and she's very extroverted, and so she kept talking to everybody and having a good time. And introverted people, they don't want to talk to anybody. They just want to be alone. I'm somewhere in between. I'm like a hybrid. So when I was walking, I would say hello to people, you know, I would have a little chit chat, and then I would be by myself, and it was pretty amazing. And I would have people who on two different ends of that spectrum. Some of my friends were like, oh my gosh, weren't you lonely? Because they like to spend lots of time with people, and that's their perspective. And then there's people who think, oh my gosh, that would have been so great. Why did you even talk to anybody along the way? So honor your preferences if they support you and serve you and help you be more of you. And I know that our friends in the US, because I'm in Canada, we like to do things early. Our Thanksgiving was in October. I know our friends in the US just had their Thanksgiving, because let's talk about how many Black Friday emails you get. Isn't it just one day? Like, come on, you guys. Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. But I know that Thanksgiving almost kicks off the for some people, that kind of emotional spike of, I don't have anybody to spend Thanksgiving with, or family challenges, you know, all of the things that can come up. And acknowledging the things that happen to you are important. This is important. Not recognizing when you're unhappy or pretending you're not unhappy, that doesn't actually help you at all, you know? It's interesting. I've just had an email from my editor. So my book is coming, my friends. My book is coming. It's called Illuminate Your Worth, of course. And it's Stop Pretending You're Okay and Start Living Like It. So, pardon me. Pardon me, sorry. That just came into my head as I was thinking. Don't pretend you're okay if you're not okay. You know, if you're not okay, say you're not okay and ask for help. There's no weakness in asking for help. Now, that's all the beginning. That's all my introduction. Whoa. And we're already deep into the awesomeness. So giving yourself that pause when you're feeling something to feel the feels, yes? So when you're alone, what does that feel like for you? And it might depend on what kind of alone you're having at that moment, but you know, it's interesting. In January, this is going to be a test for me. In January, I'm going on a 10-day silent retreat where I'm not going to be physically alone because there will be other people there, but can't talk to anybody. No talking for 10 days, right? It's a silent retreat. You're not allowed to have a phone. You're not allowed to write stuff down. I know that I've done 1-day silent retreats, and I know one day I did one, and even just, you know, eye contact is a form of communication, and it was discouraged. We'll see what happens when I go to the silent retreat. But when you're alone, that gives you an opportunity, like choosing to be alone gives you an opportunity to get to know yourself, right? And this is something I think that I don't feel like it's talked about a lot. You know, people say meditation is good for you because it makes you calm, it makes you relax, blah, it, you know, list all the things. But I think the most important thing that meditation gives you is the chance to know yourself. Because there's a lot of noise in our world. There's a lot of noise in our world, if you think about it. I mean, there's, just thinking of the Black Friday ads, there's constant emails coming in. There's messages coming in. I actually turned off the notifications for the majority of the things that are on my electronic devices because they were too noisy. They were too distracting. They were not letting me choose when to engage with them. Their sole purpose is to get your attention, right? And I mean, I grew up in a time where if you were expecting a phone call, you had to stay home and wait for it. You know, it wasn't like, and we didn't even have an answering machine when I was a kid. So you really needed to be by the phone if you wanted to talk to somebody that you were expecting to phone. And when you went out, you were out. You know, there seemed to be less noise. I'm sure there was its own kind of noise. But if this is always an inundation on you, you don't have a lot of time to get to know yourself and what, like I'm saying, do what works best for you. But if you've never contemplated what works best for you, or you've never sat with yourself, or you've never experienced one over the other, then you could be operating from a habit that may or may not be to your best good, right? And habits are those kind of mindless, I'm not saying that you're mindless, but it's just something that you do without thinking about. So I like using the example of learning to drive a standard, you know, transmission car. I don't think about changing gears now because it just happens automatically. And I discovered a habit that I had that when I made myself a cup of tea in the evening, I just automatically went and got chocolate with it. It's like, wow, when did that happen? I didn't notice that habit forming. Was it bad for me? Was it good for me? It's debatable. You know, it's debatable. But if you want to change it, you have to be aware of it. So getting to know yourself is one of the benefits of being alone. It's hard to get to know yourself fully and the voices that are yours that are traveling with you, if you're always being blasted by the things on the outside, or even spending lots of time with people around you, it's harder to hear your own voice because you're going to keep hearing theirs and their opinions. Isn't this awesome? We're going to go on a quick break and let me have a little cough and a drink of water. Before I go, though, I would love, 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 love if you share some love with me over on your favorite platform. A little 5 stars would be most appreciated. If you want to come and talk to me, lonely or not, come over to the chat room or over on the Inspired Choices Network, and you just have to click into the chat room. And yes, I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and we'll be back in just a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Join the studio audience. No laugh tracks required. Yes. I used to watch daytime TV when I was homesick as a little kid. And I always just remember, the laugh tracks. Oh, they were so bad. So this is Heather. We're talking about alone versus lonely, my friend, and why it seems to come up. It seems to come up at Thanksgiving, it seems to come up at Christmas and Valentine's Day. So if maybe I'll just put out a little message around Valentine's Day to come back and listen to this episode. Because there are people who feel it's not right or wrong, but they don't feel complete if they don't have other people with them, right? And it's just an interesting thing to notice. I was reading a description of a Norse poem recently, and it was Norse as in Vikings, and it was speaking about how an individual, they have a partner, they have a family, they have this deep connection, but ultimately they're going to be alone. Because the only person really who's there for all time is them, is you. The only person you'll spend your entire life with is you. And so getting to know yourself would be a pretty cool thing. And actually liking yourself would be pretty cool too, wouldn't it? So think about the difference alone. So loneliness is a feeling of disconnection. Like you are isolated. That's why they use isolation as punishment in prisons, right? They put you into isolation because you've been very bad. Go stand in the corner. So they disconnect you from everything. And if it's forced upon you, like isolation is forced upon you, you can feel pretty awful. Now, being alone, though, you can still be deeply connected to yourself, or something bigger than you. Maybe connect to the universe, to source, to your spirit, to your higher self, to your guides, because you're never actually alone. Never actually alone. Think about that. I watch quantum physics, you name it, and if it's interesting for me, then I go in 100%. And quantum physics, they talk about the Big Bang. Everything started as something teeny tiny, and then poof, out, an outward expansion of energy, and the whole of everything was created. And I hadn't thought of it before, but a scientist made a comment. Well, if you think about it, if everything was one thing at the beginning and it expanded outwards, then they're all still connected, which is that whole quantum entanglement investigation. Everything is still connected energetically, even if they're far apart. And they've done experiments with molecules where, they take one molecule, some particle. I don't exactly understand how they do this. They take a particle and they break it in two, and they put one them like a couple kilometers apart from each other. And when they do something to one, the other one reacts immediately. And they're like, how can this be possible? There's no like travel time, that whole speed of light thing. Speed of sound, speed of light, but it doesn't need any of that time because they're still connected together. So alone, you're still connected. If you can still feel yourself connected into the energy of the world, the universe, then you won't be lonely. Lonely is when you feel like you're disconnected. And it is definitely like it happens, it happens. And there are people who there's a ministry of loneliness in the United Kingdom because people are lonely and it's not good for their health, right? So think about why we confuse them. So we have all this social programming that we've been entrenched with, being alone on a Friday night when you're younger. It's like, oh, you're alone on a Friday night, you must be a loser. What? No, that is not a truth. that is a small t. That is not a truth at all. And if someone wants to be alone on a Friday night, then they should just enjoy that and not feel it's the judgment of others that makes us feel like we are somehow failing at being a human because, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. And the interesting thing that has happened with social media that I have found is that we're almost too connected. We're very hyper connected. Like right now, hopefully it's not coming through. One of my machines is binging at me. One of my machines, because someone who I know who lives a couple hours away from me is sending me a message. Now imagine, oh good, it's not, you can't hear the binging, bing, bing, bing. I make all my sounds pleasant sounds because who needs the grating noises? But think about, we are so hyper connected that thinking back about noise, like it's almost like we don't know how to be alone anymore. And we have this idea that being this hyper connected and being more connected and being available all the time will make us less lonely. If loneliness is something that you're feeling. But I feel like that superficial, how many friends do you have on Facebook? How many likes did you get? How many people poked? Like poking used to be a thing on Facebook when it first came out. Someone would poke you. It was like poke wars were going on. So having all of that it's almost like it's a mirage or something. It's like it's not a real connection. It's an acquaintance versus a friend. It's someone that you see and pass on the street and you just say hello to them. It's not a deeper connection. And if you are feeling alone and lonely, or if you've ever felt alone and okay, or you've felt lonely and not okay, I fully admit I have been in a crowd of people and been lonely. I'm just remembering, I'm thinking back through my life, and there are times where I've been in rooms with 20, 30 people and been lonely. And this happens to people because I didn't feel connected with any of the people in that room. So there are different ways to be. I'm kind of running around this in circles with this thought in my head. There's different ways to be alone, and there's different ways to be lonely. And being able to distinguish between the two is going to help you. Because being alone in a crowd, being alone and without anybody around, being alone away from your devices, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be lonely. Being in a crowd of people, surrounding yourself with electronic friends, and I'm just thinking of AI, like AI friends. People to talk to isn't gonna nest like not being alone doesn't necessarily mean you won't be lonely. I feel like being alone is healthy. This is my opinion. I feel like being alone can be healthy. Not all the time, but being intentional about the time to be alone. And the benefits of getting to know who you are. Who the voices inside your head are, if you talk to yourself. And being lonely is, I feel like, is not healthy because I feel like being lonely is, we are social creatures, but we don't have to spend all of our time together. But being lonely is you've been somehow cut off from the energy of something bigger than you. Right? So being lonely, it is you being cut off. I mean, when we talk loneliness in society, we're talking about being cut off from friends, family, loved ones, someone who cares about you. And we're talking like the physical world. But I feel like being lonely is. That's a symptom, like being cut off from energetically from people, human beings who care about you. But I also feel like being lonely is a bigger topic than that. I feel like it's cutting, you're feeling cut off from the bigger energy that is you, the bigger reason that you came to the planet. A bigger reason than you to engage with the world. I think about all of the philanthropists. Think about the Mother Teresa's. I think about the Dalai Lamas. They weren't so concerned whether people loved them or cared for them or not, because they had a bigger connection. So they were never lonely. They are never lonely. I'm making an assumption here. But having been in the energy of the Dalai Lama when I went to see him in India, I can't see him being lonely. And it's funny, like you think about movie stars. They can have adoring fans, adoring fans, adoring fans, and still be lonely because they don't feel a connection with those, like a deeper connection with those people. And I know that the Dalai Lama, you know, he's kind of like a rock star, right? He has endless adoring fans. And he feels connected to something. He is connected to a bigger reason, purpose, life, joy, energy, whatever you want to call it. So he can be with people or not with people. I don't think he would ever be lonely. Of course, he probably knows the inside of his head pretty well too, right? Probably spent a lot of time doing that. Now, we have another break. Kapow! Just like that, another break. We're going to talk about why sometimes solitude is okay, necessary, healthy, and perhaps we should talk about finding connections that will heal and make you feel fabulous as we come into this time of year. The energy of the time of year is actually pretty good if you can dig into it. So, my friend, go and do what you got to do. Come back and, you know, only like you only have like 2 seconds or something, but go do what you got to do. Don't forget the 5 stars. This is Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're talking about alone versus lonely on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Oh, that's my bad. I was talking and I forgot to turn my microphone back on. Thanks, Danielle. You're the best. So if you're wondering why is there no talking, that's because Heather forgot to turn her mic back on. My bad. What was I talking about? I was talking about alone versus lonely. You probably had that blank spot. You're like, I feel so alone. But that doesn't mean you were lonely because I was still sending my energy into the universe that was reaching you. You just couldn't hear it with your ears. So we're talking about why a lot of the things that we consider right now as connection isn't really serving us as a true connection. And I feel like loneliness has become more prevalent in this day and age. In this day and age, I feel like it's become more prevalent these days because we have created this world where we feel we have this illusion of being super connected. You know, you can find out what's happening in Australia and it's tomorrow there. I had a coaching client for quite a while who was in Australia, and it would be the evening here when I talked to him, and it would be the next day there. Like, how come? What kind of a mind twist is that? So we can feel like we're super connected with the whole planet. I can talk to anybody at any time about anything and blah, 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 but we feel more lonely. And I feel like it has to do with all of the connections are quite superficial. I feel like the world that we have created with this massive Walt Disney, it's a small world after all, is very superficial. We're not taking the time to have a deeper, more meaningful connection because we're busy accumulating more connections. Right? So being alone doesn't take you away from deeper connections. It gives you a chance to be in solitude, to be unproductive. Ooh, what a great thing that is. To just have a few quiet moments to yourself, right? And choosing to be in solitude, even for 10 minutes, it just quiets some of the noise. And then you come out with your intention. I don't, if you haven't spent a lot of time alone with the inside of your head, I don't recommend you jump into a 10-day silent retreat. It's just my recommendation as a meditator. You don't necessarily want to dive into the deep end just yet. But just a few minutes alone with no phone and nothing can be great, you know? But I feel like the reason that loneliness is becoming more of an issue is because we're missing the connections. We're missing the connections that make us feel like we're understood, that make us feel safe, that make us feel like we're seen. I mean, there's, you know, you can look at some people who have followings on social media, and you can see how many likes they have and say, wow, that's so great. But do they feel connected to those people? You know, are they still lonely? And if you think about how many people who are in the spotlight, I'm using people who are in the spotlight because they have this illusion of having what people think they might want. Oh, everybody loves them. They're so famous. Look at how famous they are. Everybody loves them. They're so great. But on the inside, many of them struggle. Like, look how many of them have had substance abuse problems, suicide. You know, one of the exits for people who are suffering that kind of depth of loneliness is to exit the planet. And it's always so shocking when that happens, you know? It's like, wow, but they were so great. And, you know, they had everything. But they didn't have the social beings. We are social beings. They didn't have that deeper connection that could have helped them through whatever the struggle was that they were struggling with. Now, being surrounded by people is still feeling lonely. Yes, I have been there. And this was probably, I'm going to say, maybe over 25 years ago. This was when I was still an accountant, before I was a meditator or had discovered all the things that I've been exploring. But I remember sitting there, and I had a journal in my hand, so I just started writing in it just to kind of get my thoughts in order about, because I had realized that I was in this room of all these people, but I was feeling a bit lonely because I didn't feel like I had a connection to any of them, even though we were all there for the same reason. And I didn't know how to find that connection, that deeper place of knowing. And it was so, I went at it like I do with most things, which is always my recommendation, is to go at it with curiosity. So if you're feeling lonely, don't give yourself a hard time. Don't give yourself a hard time about that. Giving yourself a hard time is a tactic that we use, but I don't think that it's effective. It's I know that it's a learned habit. It's, you know, if you're not doing something and your parents have told you to do something and you haven't done it, then they're going to give you a hard time. You know, it's like, you said you would do this, but you don't have to do that to yourself, because we use the wrong language when we're trying to change something about ourselves, usually because it's come from someone outside of us. We would never speak to ourselves meanly if we thought about it. So treat yourself as, you know, as one of your loved ones. Speak kindly to yourself. And if you are lonely, be curious about that. Say, you know, ask yourself some questions. So is there something going on in your life that you are feeling that you need someone to share with? Are you feeling alone or lonely because you just saw a Harlequin movie and now you feel like your life sucks? I mean, I can just think of all these reasons that are popping into my head. So being lonely is almost like an opportunity for you to reconnect with something that makes you feel good. Right? So when you're feeling lonely, one of the easiest ways is just to think about what engages you and makes you feel like you're connected to something larger than yourself. It doesn't have to be a person, doesn't have to be a, you know, it can be anything. My husband is out right now delivering food for the food bank, and that makes him feel like a purpose and connected. Does he know the people that he's delivering to? Does he have a deep connection with them? No, he just drops off food boxes, but he feels connected to something larger than himself, right? And solitude can make you a little better at connecting, by the way, because a way to think of it is you stop outsourcing your belonging. So finding something bigger than you to connect to, which is not necessarily, it's not a relationship with a person, it's the universe, it's your purpose in life. And when you connect to that, then you will never be lonely. You aren't outsourcing your wellness, your lack of loneliness to another person. Because like I said, you're the only person who you're going to spend your whole life with. So imagine that, you know, and I know, I mean, I remember when my grandfather passed away, like you're going to spend some time grieving if someone has left your life, you know, intentionally or not intentionally. But, and it's okay to have that grief, but don't outsource your happiness to another person. Happiness is perhaps the opposite of being lonely, being happy with being connected to something other than another human being is another way to find yourself coming out of being lonely and being okay with being alone. And your people are out there, by the way. If you are alone and lonely, your people are out there. But really, to know who your people are that you want a deeper connection with, it helps to know yourself first. Because knowing yourself first means that you understand the energy of you. You understand what kind of people are vibe. Speaking about energy, got the same vibe. You know, it is an energetic thing who you connect with. And the better you know your energy, the easier it is to find that person. There was those people who you connect with. We are going to go on one more break, my friend. And when we come back, we will just have a little reflection for us. We will send some love into the world, and we will talk about alone versus lonely. Just one or two more thoughts. Go take care of you. You take care of you, and we will see you in a moment. Take care.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Did you catch that? info@heatherstewart.coach. That's me. And if you are lonely, send me, like, pop over to my brand new website is out in the world. Dun, dun, dun. It took me quite a bit of concentrated effort to create this fabulous thing. And I feel like it's just so, speaking of vibe, it's so aligned right now with what the energy that I feel like I need to put this into the world. So over there, you can find a way to connect with me. Click the chat with me button. Because sometimes you just need someone to talk to. Right? So when you are alone, don't be afraid. Be curious. If you're lonely, don't be afraid. Be curious. And sometimes when we get into the emotions of these things, it's harder sometimes to pull yourself out of it. Don't let yourself spiral. If you are feeling the spiraling, reach out to anyone. I mean, a friend. If I hear one more of my friends say, "I didn't want to bother you," I'm going to have some serious smackdown time. You are never bothering a friend. If you are bothering a friend, I question the friendship. This is a conversation I had last night with my inner circle of business besties, is the receiving, especially women. I feel like give, really good at giving. Receiving, not so much. And one of my friends last night, I hadn't heard this before. She said she had been to a presentation by this very wealthy individual. And he was talking about the top 5%, I think she said, and the bottom 5%. And he's talking income. But you can think of it energetically, because money is just an energy, right? It's just an energy of exchange. And that's key. It's an energy of exchange. So he said the top 5% and the bottom 5% are exactly the same. The difference is the top 5% of people and the bottom 5% of people are all really good at giving. The issue is the top 5% of people are also very good at receiving. Interesting. So if you are alone, if you are lonely, are you allowing yourself to receive? Are you allowing yourself to receive help? Are you allowing yourself to receive love? Are you allowing yourself to receive connection? Sometimes we lock ourselves off from it because it feels dangerous, right? So here's some things to think about. So be curious, if you are lonely, about this, and don't blame yourself if you discover that it's something that you've been doing. They're all learned habits for a reason, right? Maybe they just don't serve us anymore. But think about, what does alone feel like physically for you? You know, what does, and you're going to go, what does that mean? Don't overthink it. Don't overthink this. What does alone feel like? And then what does lonely feel like? See if you can find a distinction between the two so that you can better recognize what's happening for you. Because the best way to shift something is to recognize what it is. And when was the last time that you truly felt like you were seen and understood? This is, for some people, these are questions they've never thought about. So take your time with them, right? And is there something that you're avoiding? Like, are you avoiding solitude because you're afraid you might be lonely? And do you really feel connected when you're not in solitude? Like, if you're trying to avoid loneliness, are you finding that? So alone can be a portal. Like, it can be a place to begin to start to know yourself. And it can be an adventure, right? Create your own adventure. Do it in baby steps if it's not something you're into, if it's not something you've tried very much before. And breathe, my friend, breathe. It's okay to be lonely, and it's okay to be alone, and it's okay to be the opposite, and it's okay to be exactly the way you are right now. And be super excited and happy that you have the opportunity to think about these things and examine them, and if needed, shift them, right? All I ever am trying to do when I'm doing these podcasts is to help you shift into something that is more vibrant and more alive and more energetic and a more bigger expression of you. Because the world needs you to come out and shine your shiny self. If you need some help, if you need to talk through this, if you need to reflect something, say something, hear it reflected back, message me, my friend. That's why I'm here. Don't feel bad about messaging me. That's why I'm sitting here. info@heatherstewart.coach. Get over onto the website, whatever works for you, or find a friend, a trusted friend who you can sit with. This is, wow, we're in December. We are in December. This is the time of year when snugglies come out. Take good care of yourself, my friend. This is Illuminate Your Worth. I will see you next week. Inspired Choices Network.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.